The counties of Alameda, Contra Costa, Marin, San Francisco, Santa Clara, and the city of Berkeley released a joint statement on Monday, issuing a new order that allows curbside pickup for what has up to now been classified as non-essential retail operations. Grant Koufax is San Francisco's director of the Department of Public Health. He says there must be a balance between measures that prevent the spread of the coronavirus and ones that support the economy.
This is a balance, right? We don't want, it's not just like coronavirus is over here and everything else, you know, in business. We need to make sure that we're in this new normal, that we're doing a balance of being as prepared and responsive to the pandemic, but also supporting the economy, which is necessary for supporting people's health, especially in communities that struggle every day and are struggling even more now.
Santa Clara County announced that starting Friday, it would join the rest of the region despite an initial reluctance. Last week, the county's public health director, Dr. Sarah Cody, warned supervisors that if the county did reopen now, it would see a brisk return of COVID-19 cases, hospitalizations, and deaths. But Dr. Cody revised her position on Monday. She said that county health officials have been noticing improvements in certain indicators like testing and contact tracing, as well as infection rates remaining flat or decreasing in the last 2 weeks since the last modifications of the shelter-in-place orders.
We've been proceeding very slowly and very cautiously. So on May 4th, when we revised the shelter-in-place order, we set out these indicators. And the plan is that we make one change, we watch our indicators, we see whether there's an increase in activity, and then when we see that we haven't seen that uptick and we think that we've been able to reopen safely, then we take the next step.
With the inclusion of curbside pickup for retail, the Bay Area is now in phase 2A of Governor Gavin Newsom's roadmap for reopening the state. San Francisco's public health director, Grant Koufax, says the city may be moving to phase 2B in the next month. Phase 2B includes allowing shoppers inside retail stores and reopening schools and offices. Counties like Yuba and El Dorado have entered that phase.
I think generally we would anticipate another 2 to 4 weeks of watching the data, learning from what we've learned in 2A, ensuring that people are able to continue to follow the social distancing and hygiene and masking guidelines. But generally in the next 2 weeks, we would then be able to adapt to move to 2B.
Dr. Koufax also says that phase three, which includes reopening higher risk spaces like hair salons and churches, is still at least a month away, provided that infection and death rates are either decreasing or remaining flat. Reporting for KPFA, I'm Luana Muniz.